You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
It's time for us to get into our next segment, which is our Grow model. Today we're talking about credit management and credit score chronicles. Your credit score is like your financial report card, so to speak. Except no one ever really explains the grading scale. And so let's dive into what makes or breaks your credit score and how to keep it in tip-top shape, if we can do that. And to help us do that is our guest for this week, Tsungai Masendeka. Oh, it's Masendeke. Good afternoon to you, Tsungai, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon, and thank you so much for the invite. Good afternoon to your fantastic listeners.
Do tell us, first, what are we talking about when we speak of this credit score?
So I love your opening statement that your credit score is like your report card, but it's a report card to all the financial lenders on how you behave when it comes to debt. When you look at your credit score, right, it is utilized in coming up with a credit report. So your credit report is a document that makes creditors or lenders aware of what your behavior is like when it comes to debt management. So if you have store accounts, those store accounts are included in your credit report. If you've got home loans or mortgages, they're included in your credit report. If you've got revolving loans, credit cards, personal loans, all those are actually included in your credit report. And the credit bureaus then utilize that information as well as your repayment history and a lot of other factors to then come up with that amazing score on whether or not you are a good debt client or a terrible credit client.
I see. So what factors have the biggest impact on your credit score, Tsungai?
So before I even talk about which factors have the biggest impact, I think it's important to make our listeners aware of what is actually included in the calculation of your credit score.
Right.
So tip top is your payment history. Mm-hmm. And what does the payment history constitute of? All right. It constitutes of information on which type of debt you had and when you were making payments, whether or not you were skipping payments or you were making all your payments on time. Okay. So your payment history is one of the elements utilized to calculate your credit score.
Okay.
Of the five factors, the second one is what we call your debt utilization. So debt utilization just means what is the extent to which you are actually using debt. Mm. If I have a credit card with a 10,000 rand limit, and of that 10,000, I've used 8,000, then my debt utilization would be 80%. Mm-hmm. Generally, the rule of thumb is you must try not to use more than 30% of your limit, because utilizing more than 30% actually impacts your credit score. Mm. The third of the five elements is your credit history length.
Sorry. So when you say it affects your scoring, does it affect it negatively or positively?
So if your debt utilization is more than 30%, that means that you're using more than 30% of that specific line of credit, mm-hmm, to fund your lifestyle or whatever other use it was for example, an emergency. Mm-hmm. And that is a red flag to a lot of lenders or credit facility providers. Okay. Why? Because if you need to subsidize your current living expenses by more than 30% using debt, that means that you are well above your standard of living.
Okay.
All right. So the more debt you use for any line of credit, the more it actually impacts your credit score negatively.
Okay. All right. Continue. You are still continuing. Go ahead with the 5 points.
Yes. And then your third point is your credit history length. Mm-hmm. So if I take, for example, a home loan can either be 20 years or 30 years. If I take, for example, a personal loan, Your personal loan is normally 60 months. If I take a motor vehicle loan, your motor vehicle loans can range between 60 months to 72 months nowadays.
Okay.
So how long have you had your debt for? And this normally impacts those people that are applying for debt for the first time. They have no credit score and they need to build this credit history on their credit reports. So the older the debt you have, the better it actually reflects on your credit report. And hopefully, if you are doing the right thing consistently, which is paying your debt, paying the full amount and paying it on time, it actually has a good impact on your credit score. So older credit reports score more points, whilst newer credit reports score less in that particular dimension.
Right.
Okay. Then the next element utilized in calculating your credit score is your recent activity. So when you look at recent activity, we're looking at things like judgments. We're looking at your late payment history. We're looking at whether or not you have been paying the full amount. And what I mean by this is, if you're expected to pay 2,000 rand a month on your credit card, as an example, and you only pay 500 rand, that activity actually negatively impacts your credit report and subsequently your credit score. So any sort of recent activity on the credit you have impacts your credit score. And mind I say, any new applications also have an impact on your credit score. How so? If I have got a credit card that's fully maxed out, I have a revolving loan that is fully maxed out, I have a personal loan that is fully maxed out, and I'm now applying for these additional loans, but I apply for 3, 4, 5 loans because I really, really need any sort of cash to survive now. Those applications, because they are being done at the same time, usually for similar amounts, they actually reflect negatively on your credit score, especially if you've maxed out on your other lines of credit. Then the last element utilized in calculating your credit score is what we call the credit mix. So do you have a variety of credit lines? Do you have a cell phone contract, which is considered a legitimate credit line? Do you have a store account? Do you have a motor vehicle loan? Do you have a home loan, a credit card, a personal loan? What is the general mix of credit that you have? So the wider the variety of credit you have, the better the credit score if you are looking after each of those debts responsibly. So at the end of the day, your payment history constitutes a whopping 35% to the calculation of your credit score, debt utilization 30%, your credit history length 15%, recent activity 10%, and finally your credit mix 10%. So to those people that hadn't been taking any of these elements seriously, today is the day where change has to be effected. And you now know to what extent each element actually impacts your credit score. If you were missing one of these five elements, there you have it. This is an opportunity for change and starting 2025 strong in credit management.
But then again, some, and if not most of us, are already in that credit pit. How can someone recover from a poor credit score? And how long does that take?
I'm so glad you asked, because at the end of the day, I am hoping that as a result of December, people have not started missing their credit payments, because that definitely has an impact on your credit score. Now, in South Africa, if you start a journey of improving on your credit score, there is a lag of about 3 months before that good behavior starts showing on your credit report and impacting your credit score.
Okay.
So if you want to dig yourself out of a deep mess from a credit perspective,
Right.
then you want to make sure that you start as soon as possible. Don't wait until you start getting the negative impacts of a bad credit score. And how do you see that? The debt collector start calling you, the judgment start showing up on your credit report. So you don't want to get to that point where your bad credit management behavior starts impacting your credit score.
Okay.
Now, to help you improve the credit score, all right, one of the things I advocate for is try to pay your debts on time,
okay,
all right? Try to pay your debts on time. But how do you even know that you've got the right debt on your credit report? Every single person in South Africa is entitled to one free credit report each year. And I'd advise people, like now at the beginning of the year, money is tight, fraud is rampant. Draw a report for yourself to make sure that you are only paying for the right kind of debt. And you're paying for the debt that only you applied for.
Right.
So you're not paying for debt that other people might have taken on your behalf because they wanted to bless themselves during the festive season, or they actually wanted to get rid of any sort of financial inconveniences in their own life.
Right.
So draw a report, and there are facilities like TransUnion that can offer you that free credit report in South Africa.
Okay. And
Experian is another good one to help you draw that complimentary credit report. But just because you get one from TransUnion doesn't mean that you can now get the second one from Experian.
Okay.
It's once and for all across multiple service providers.
Right. Okay. So what are the common misconceptions, Sungai, people have about improving their credit score?
All right. So once you've gotten a copy of your credit report, okay, make sure that you ensure you've got the right credit, all right, and you've got the right amounts that you're paying for on that report. And if there's anything that is not correct, please make sure you immediately contact either the service provider or you contact the credit bureau so that this can be rectified. But in rectifying it, remember, like I said, okay, it does take time for those changes to then reflect on your credit report or your credit score.
Right.
So don't think that because now you're doing the right thing, you are paying your debt on time, you're paying the full amount, it's going to reflect immediately on the credit score. No. It will take approximately 30 to 60 days for it to reflect.
Right.
But at the same time, another thing that I would also encourage people to do is whilst you're in that process of rebuilding your credit score, you're in that process of bouncing back, make sure that you keep the momentum. If I commit to paying all my debts, paying it on time and in full, do that and do that consistently. If you feel that you've got 10 different credit lines, all right, and you're struggling to keep up with all those payments on time, either make sure that you've got a debit order running, so it's not up to you to make the payment, it's automatic. But at the same time, you can also consider what we call debt consolidation, which means taking out one big loan where preferably you've negotiated a good rate for yourself, an affordable repayment amount, and then you use that lump sum to then plug in and pay off the smaller debts.
Right.
So if I had 5 lines of credit and I was owing 100,000, I can actually opt to go and borrow another 100,000, but you must be disciplined to make sure you use that 100,000 to then pay off those 5 lines of credit you had before.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense that you now take this 100,000 and you tell yourself, oh, now I'm going to start paying off that 100,000 in addition to my 5 other lines of credit.
Yeah.
So be disciplined
right.
when it comes to your debt management. Stay in control. Regularly monitor your credit score. Regularly monitor the activity on your credit report. And I'm sure with that, you will definitely come out of that ditch you would have put yourself into.
I think
Stop
you've just
digging deeper.
Yeah, I like that. I think you've just answered the last question I was going to ask, but I still have one more, the one that comes before the last. How does your credit score affect major life milestones? And by major life milestones, I'm referring to buying a car or buying a house, you know, big things like those.
Oh my goodness, what a an explosive question, and I hope we've got enough time for it. But you know, your credit score is what the lenders utilize to assess whether or not you are a credit-worthy client or a
Right.
client they are willing to risk giving a lump sum in advance with the expectation that you will pay it back on a regular basis until the debt is repaid off. Ideally, you want your credit score to be at excellent, which is normally between 767 to 999.
Right.
Okay. Good is about 681 to 766. So, to get good terms for your credit, you want to make sure you are at good, preferably at the excellent credit rating. Why does this matter? Because if you've got excellent debt, or you've got an excellent history at repaying your debt or managing your debt, you can actually negotiate the rate, which is the cost of borrowing. So I could go and apply for a million rand bond. You can go and apply for a million rand bond. But if your credit score is at favorable, which falls between 614 and 680, you might actually be given prime plus 2%, and I will get prime minus 1% if my credit score is at excellent. So already, by having a great credit score, guess what? The cost of borrowing becomes cheaper. And you might not feel it today, but over time, when your debt is 20 years and the differential is up to 500,000, that's where it begins to pinch your pocket. So people need to be very mindful on using debt wisely at the beginning of their financial lifetime, because a lot of the mistakes that people make when they are younger come to bite them when they're older, and now they want to settle, they want to start making responsible decisions like buying property. They've now got a house, they want to settle down, but because they messed up their credit history with bad credit cards, too many credit cards, having 50 store loans, they become bad debtors to the lenders, and no one wants to touch them. And I've had cases where clients come to me crying, "I now want to buy a house, but no one is prepared to touch me because I had a bad credit record." And you are a parent wanting to provide a roof for your children, but now no one wants to give you the debt. So these things do have a devastating impact later on in life if you don't get a grip on them earlier on in your financial lifetime. So very important, watch your credit score. Treat it with the respect that it deserves, because if you don't, it will definitely come to haunt you later on in life.
It will catch up. I hear you. I hear you loud and clear, ma'am. Thank you very much for coming through and talking to us. It's going to be a very interesting week as you unpack more of these lessons we need to learn. Looking forward to talking to you again tomorrow. Thank you very much, Sungaya.
Thank you so much, and have a beautiful, blessed afternoon.
Right back at you, Sungaya Masendeke, giving us some perspective here on every day after one, at exactly 10 minutes after one, we'll be talking to her to give us more insights on justice.
Adventist World Radio, SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.